Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. That's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by choosing a wireless company that shares your values. You can make the switch, the same service, cell towers, 5G network as the big carriers, and the best 5G network, $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service and helping a vet in need. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America. Use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. We'll get to your calls coming up this hour. If you haven't heard, Mitch McConnell announcing that he is stepping down as the Republican leader in the Senate in November after the elections. Here's part of his announcement.
One of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on to life's next chapter. So I stand before you today, Mr. President, and my colleagues, to say this will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. However, I'll complete my job. My colleagues have given me until we select a new leader in November and they take the helm next January. I'll finish the job the people of Kentucky hired me to do as well, albeit from a different seat. And I'm actually looking forward to that.
All right. Joining us now to discuss this and many other issues, his fellow Kentucky senator, and that is Rand Paul, is back with us. Senator, a doctor, medical doctor, Rand Paul, sir. Glad you're with us. How are you?
Very good, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Look, I've always observed that I think you're two very, very different people. I think you have a very different set of a very different political ideology. Yet in the years that you've been in the Senate and Mitch McConnell's been the leader, you've been able to have a I think, healthy and strong relationship with him and disagree with him, frankly, often. And there seems to be no hostility. Maybe I'm wrong, but what's your reaction to this?
You know, I think it's quite safe to say that we've had our differences over the years from the very beginning. You know, when I ran, he supported my opponent in the primary. And so we've come from different wings of the party. But, yeah, we've had a sort of a detente, I guess is the best way to put it, over the years. And, you know, my comment today has been that I compliment him for his longevity and his tenure. And there are still battles that are ongoing between his part of the party and my part of the party. I think we don't have the money to be sending money overseas, particularly to Ukraine at this point. I think that our debt is actually the greatest threat to our national security, and we can't be just, you know, printing up money like it's going out of style. So I've disagreed with him on that, and we'll continue to push within our caucus for people who are, you know, wanting to take care of our border first and, frankly, would secure our border before we start sending money overseas.
I tend to agree with you completely. There was a meeting yesterday at the White House. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was in this meeting with Biden and Schumer and McConnell. And according to reports, all three of them ganged up on him and basically said to him, you've got to abandon your conservative base in the House, and we can't have a government shutdown, which is always the, quote, fear. And he felt, from reports, it sounds like he got beaten up pretty bad in there. I'm kind of disappointed that McConnell joined in with Schumer and Biden.
Yeah, on this issue, you would hope that the Senate Republican leader would side with the Senate or with the House Republican speaker. And instead, it is really that, unfortunately, Senator McConnell is more aligned with Biden and with Schumer on the issue of, getting more money out the door as fast as they can. The more money we give them, the longer the war lasts. Actually, the worse Ukraine looks over time, the longer this war goes on. And so I think there is going to have to be some kind of negotiated settlement. Zelensky got rid of their commander-in-chief a week or two ago because he said the same thing, that the war was at a stalemate.
Well, the war's been at a stalemate, in part, I would argue, because Joe Biden has put handcuffs on Zelensky from the beginning. One emerging, I guess, narrative or solution, if you will, has been the idea of lending money to Ukraine and Israel as opposed to giving them money. Do you have any faith, if that happened, that the money would ever be paid back?
No, I don't think Ukraine's going to have assets to pay back anything for the near future. So it might be giving it away under a different name. But the bottom line is this, is that one of the answers to so many of the problems of so many countries where they have differing parties. So part of eastern Ukraine has ethnically Russian people. And some of the cities are ruled probably by a majority of people who actually want Russian ethnic rulers as mayors of their towns. And so I think when you have that, the more autonomy you give to local towns, same as you have in Iraq, where you have the Kurdish population that is an uneasy part of the coalition with the Shia government of Iraq, allowing the Kurds autonomy allows them to control some of the oil revenues and things, has allowed there to be somewhat of a peace in Iraq. It's the same way in Ukraine or any of these countries that have disparate people, ethnically disparate people, that one way of allowing them to get along is not to force them to all be part of one massive big central government. Have a small central government, allow regional government that has its ethnic sort of origins to take place, and people feel more at home if they're ruled by mayor that they've chosen rather than a president who's from the opposite ethnic group.
What did you think of Macron's proposal that Europe and European nations, which I would also backtrack and argue, have not stepped up and paid their fair share? As usual, the United States bears the bulk of the financing of these conflicts, which always irritates me. I mean, it's their continent. It's their backyard. They should have been leading the effort from day one. That was never the case. Maybe they see now that money coming from the U.S. May not be as easy as it had been. But he talked about actually sending troops into Ukraine and from other European countries. What would your reaction to that be?
Well, if I were a European, I'd be concerned about having European troops in there because I think the war could then spread. Many of people have made this argument, oh, if we don't check him in Ukraine, the dominoes will fall and he'll be invading, you know, into Poland next. I think the opposite is true, actually. I think Putin has, from most military viewpoints, has strategically been a failure of the war. The whole world's united against him. He's stuck in a part of Ukraine. He can't seem to move. I don't see him going into any other country. But I do see if Europe were to come in, that he might look for a weakness in another small country, perhaps the Baltics, to invade. And so I think the war could very quickly spread and become more. I think ultimately the answer is that someone's got to broker negotiations. And there are negotiations that end up occurring between warring parties where they never come to an agreement, but they do come to a peace. Korea is probably the best example of that, where they're still bitterly opposed. It's a bitterly divided country, and both countries claim the whole country. North Korea claims they have the whole peninsula. South Korea claims ownership of the whole peninsula, and they sit at this uneasy peace, but it's an uneasy peace that's lasted 70 years now. And, if you do, you can live to fight another day, or you live like Germany did to hope that in the end socialism collapsed. And when it did, Germany reunified and became incredibly strong in Europe. The hope would be that one day the sort of cronyism of Putin will fail and Ukraine will reunite again. But I don't think it's going to happen militarily.
The number one state sponsor of terror is Iran. According to the UN's, quote, nuclear watchdog group, the IAEA, they have now concluded that Iran has the capacity to build, quote, several atomic bombs. And why does that cause great consternation, concern in my mind? I think if you marry the sick, ugly, twisted ideology of the mullahs in Iran with weapons of mass destruction, why do I believe them when they say they want to wipe Israel and the U.S. off the map?
Yeah, I think without question, all that's true. Without question, any sane-minded person doesn't want them to have nuclear weapons. But it's also true that once they have enriched uranium, say to 95, 98% what it takes to have weapons, that there is no military solution at that point, because to make an atomic weapon may take like a cup full of uranium. It may be even smaller than that to make a bomb. It's a very small amount once it's almost 100% enriched. And so you can hide that in dozens and dozens of places. So it becomes almost impossible to bomb away someone's nuclear program once they have the technology, the skill, the centrifuges. And this is the disappointing thing that has happened is that, you know, as bad as the Iran agreement, gave away too much without asking for verification, they were enriching U.S. uranium under the agreement. Once the agreement was breached by the U.S., Trump put on the maximum pressure campaign. As much as people wanted it to work and were sympathetic to it, it actually led to Iran getting closer and closer to the enrichment necessary for a bomb, and that's where we are now.
Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high tech, but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner, increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high tech, but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner. Increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us, but when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, we continue now with Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who is with us. Let's get your assessment of the 2024 presidential race. Obviously, Joe Biden has a lot of issues. I don't think he can run on his record or are you better off than you were 4 years ago and successfully convince anybody that we are. His cognitive state has declined dramatically, in my view, especially in the last year. I think it's obvious for anybody with eyes to see. And you've got Donald Trump now. It looks like he will wrap up this nomination probably, you know, a week from yesterday on Super Tuesday. How do you see this race going forward? And especially with all of the potential trials that the left would like to dump on Donald Trump during the election season. How do you see that unfolding?
I think the left miscalculated sort of their anger and hatred for Trump. Their Trump derangement syndrome caused them to think that we'll just sick all of these local Democrat strongholds, sick the law people on the lawfare. We'll sue him everywhere. But I think the lawsuits have looked so partisan and so beyond the pale of justice that it's embittering people even in the middle who are saying, you know, even as Trump said, people who have sometimes been abused by the legal system themselves or been involved with it see a kinship now with Trump, who's being abused by the system the same way some poor people have been.
Well, he said that about African-Americans, and we've heard for years about disparate sentencing in our court system and longer prison sentences for minorities in this country. And he made the analogy, and boy, the R word came flying out of pretty much everybody's mouth, including the head of ABC News.
I think the reason they did is because it struck a nerve, because he talked about something. Look, I've been active in the criminal justice movement. I was active in lobbying Trump to get the First Step Act. I do think that particularly for drug crimes, there's been a disproportionate amount of African Americans affected by the drug war. And I've done everything I can to try to get nonviolent drug people who have had 30 and 40 year sentences out. I've celebrated, like Trump, some of the successes of pardoning some of these people who were in jail for 40 years. Some of the disparate sentencing between crack cocaine and powder cocaine. They're both bad. They're both awful. But more African Americans were using crack cocaine at one point in time, and they got a lot longer sentences. So I've tried hard to fix that. And I think Trump making a point, having been one of the reformers, making the point that, you know, he's being treated unfairly and he is sympathetic to the plight of blacks who've been treated unfairly, I think it resonated. That's why when anything resonates or you mention anything about race, if you're a Republican, you're just called a racist. But we have to be brave enough to stand up for it. And like I say, I've got a 10-year history of standing up for people who I think were unfairly treated, nonviolent criminals who were unfairly treated by the court system. But I think he's got a real point. But the other point I've been making in speeches, and I think this is without question true, is that one of the worst times in our country, which almost led and did lead to some civil strife, was when people weren't treated equally under the law, when people who were black in the 40s, 50s, 30s, 20s, all back, you know, the last 70 or 80 years ago, were not treated fairly because of the color of their skin. We've now transformed, though, to a new culture where people are not being treated fairly because of the shade of their ideology. If you're a homeschooler, if you don't want to vaccinate your kids, if you're a Christian, if you're pro-life, if you're a Republican, if you're pro-Trump, you're being treated with a different standard of justice, and they see Trump being treated with a different standard of justice. And people don't like unfairness, but it leads to strife. If people who support Donald Trump don't believe they're going to get a fair shake in court, it's going to lead to real problems in our country. And so I'm doing everything possible to make sure that everybody talks about that equal justice under the law means equal justice, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Christian, non-Christian, conservative, liberal. We need to be treated the same by the law.
Oh, I tend to agree with you. Do you think, if you had to look into your crystal ball, how do you see this election year playing out?
So far, all the winds seem to be blowing in favor of Trump, in favor of a Republican Senate, in favor of keeping a Republican House. Now, you can't predict how things turn out in the end. It's a very closely divided country. But you have polling from, like, Michigan that we've lost the last couple times. But when we win Michigan to a presidential race, we tend to win. And you have Trump polling ahead 8 points in Michigan. So I think that the winds are blowing our direction. But the thing is that we do need to expand the party. I've been as harsh as any saying that we got to stop the flow of illegals coming across. I would say zero illegals coming across. But I also say at the same time that I'm all for legal and lawful immigration. Some of my best friends are first-generation Americans. And I always say, and I believe this, some of the best Americans just got here. And if we don't acknowledge that, we're never getting them to consider.
I say exactly the same thing. I don't think you could be any more correct. Senator Rand Paul, by the way, if you've not read his book, Deception, The Great COVID Cover-Up, you really need to get a copy of it. It is probably the most detailed book on COVID and the absolute fraud that was perpetrated on the country in so many different ways. Exhaustively researched by Senator Paul. We appreciate you being with us, Senator. Thank you for your good work, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, let's get to our busy phones. Let us say hi to Michelle, who's in Texas, next on the Sean Hannity Show. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm fine, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. So,
thank you.
yeah, I'm a longtime fan. I actually had an opportunity to meet you one time several years ago here in Texas with Uncle Ted.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm going to be down in Texas come Thursday. That would be tomorrow. I'm going to be down there with President Trump. Joe Biden, we've invited. He's not going to join us. I don't know why. I've really tried. I gave him a nice invitation and everything. Maybe if I send an engraved one with gold from Russia, maybe then he'd come.
Maybe. Maybe so. So, no, the reason for my call is that with the Biden inflation and Bidenomics and all that jazz and everybody, you know, it's such a joke because we all know going to the grocery store, we're having to pay three times the amount we had to pay 3 years ago to even get out the door. And
it's the highest we're paying since 1991, food as a percentage of people's income. Unbelievable. People can't afford it.
My husband was 21 years military, and we were, I remember the late 80s, early 90s, four children, and we were, it feels like I'm back in that time. And you know, I'm 61 now, but it's like I'm right back in that time scraping to make ends meet. And yet I keep saying, oh, well, everything's fine. Everything's good. And it's, you can't see this and that, yada, yada. But every night on the news, they talk about these food banks and people having to wait in line to get food. And, you know, we've just, you know, Tarrant County just opened up a new facility, a larger facility, so that they can bring in fresh fruits and vegetables and other things to add to their food bank for people who need to stand in line to get food.
I got to tell you, and I don't say this to pat myself on the back, and I believe that any generosity and any charity you should do privately. I don't think you should seek credit for it. But the only reason I mention it is when I lived in New York, you might have heard I moved. When I lived there, and I lived in a town where I would say it's maybe, you know, middle class to upper middle class. And I had friends of mine that were part of the food bank in town, and it would open one day a week, and the line of cars was massive. And I said to them often, I said, well, if you ever run into trouble, you're running out, just call me, you know, when you're stuck, and I'll always be there. And there were a number of times they called. They were stuck. They needed money to fulfill a need that had not existed before Joe Biden became president. And then there were people that would show up. I went down there once. I didn't actually go in and hand out the food. I don't like to make a spectacle of myself. I live a pretty private, quiet life. And I went down there, and it's, a lot of the people are nice cars. You might think, well, that's outrageous. Look at this guy's driving a really nice car. Why is he going there? Because, well, people have mortgage payments, rent payments. They have college tuition payments. They've got all these bills, and it's not so easy to even sell a car. And the car probably for most people is their mode of transportation so they can work. And yet they didn't want to go to a food bank for their food. They didn't have a choice. They went there, you know.
Thing we're seeing here in the DFW. I mean, through the holidays, on almost nightly on the news, the line of cars and nice cars at that, you know, over in Dallas, picking up turkeys and a box for their Thanksgiving dinner or for their Christmas meal. And I'm like, this is outrageous because Bidenomics is a joke. You know,
well,
this shrinkflation is a joke. I bought the...
He caused shrinkflation. He caused that. Biden inflation caused shrinkflation. You notice they want to blame everybody but themselves. Big oil, big corporations, big
yep.
this, big that, you know, greedy corporations. I'm tired of all of it. No, it's your economic policies that have caused all of this. Your energy policies caused the price of energy to, you know, rocket through the roof. And everything we pay for and every store we go to was impacted by Joe inflation. Now, quietly, they have been, I guess, maybe trying to keep it from the climate alarmist religious cult. All of a sudden, now they're realizing an election is coming up. And in 22, they just started releasing, you know, half plus more than half of our strategic petroleum reserves to drive down the cost of energy in the lead up to an election. Now they're actually producing more. And it's frustrating because it's all a mirage. Because the minute the election is over, if they win, they're going right back to their climate alarmist religious cult policies, and they'll give in to the radicals in their party. We all know that's what's going to happen. And it's frustrating that, you know, they're not responsible for the border, really. The border that they said was closed and secure for 3 years. Now they're saying it's the Republicans' fault.
I'll show you differently.
Yeah. But, you know, Joe does get more done in an hour than most Americans do in a day. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, yes, I'm sure you do. He's sitting in your rocking chair eating ice cream.
By the way, I would love to let Joe Biden, if he doesn't want to come on with me, I'm offering Joe Biden an opportunity to fill in on this radio show. You think he'd be capable of doing a three-hour radio show? I don't think so.
No, sir. Not a clue. No, he would not.
You ever go to Walmart and Target? I love this example I use. And you ever meet those very nice people, the greeters when you walk in the door?
Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh.
All right. And usually they're older people that either want extra income or they're kind of bored and they like helping people. Nicest people in the world. And I'm the kind of shopper that walks in. I'm like, all right, where is the electronics department? Where is the shoe department? Where's this? And they'll say, can I help you? And I said, yeah, please. Can you show me where the whatchamacallit department is? And they say, yeah, that's right over there. Go down that aisle, make a left, and you'll be right there. I'm like, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. They're very helpful. I don't think Joe could be a greeter because he'd never remember where all the different departments are. Those stores are pretty big.
I can tell you that I've seen it since when he started running because I worked for a home care agency. I managed a home care agency for a few years, and I could see it in 2015 that he was headed toward the dementia state, and that's where he's at. He now lives in the state of dementia, and people refuse to see it or even acknowledge it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people, I don't think they're even in denial. I think they know darn well what is going on here.
Yep.
And I think that they have been, you know, they do their typical dance and they just try to cover like they covered for Hillary. You know, she gets special treatment. No reasonable prosecutor or prosecute. Joe Biden, you know, four different locations, top secret classified documents. But we only raid Mar-a-Lago. That doesn't sound like equal justice under the law to me. Sounds like corruption. Anyway, Michelle, I wish you the best. We love our friends in the free state of Texas. Thank you for checking in with us.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.
You too. Have a great day. All right, John in Kentucky wants to talk about Mitch McConnell. What's up, John? How are you?
Kennedy, it's an honor, sir.
Honor's all mine. What's on your mind today?
Well, as a Kentuckian, our motto is united we stand, divided we fall. And I understand one of our Kentuckians, Mitch McConnell, is leaving, and I am bidding him farewell and hope he does well from here on out to the finish line. But I can't imagine walking the tightrope that man has walked for so long. And I have a tendency to agree with Senator Paul about him in certain cases, but to say I hope he does well.
Well, just look, I've been disappointed in Mitch McConnell a lot. I think the time has long since come and gone, and I'm not sure why he's waiting to November. It is what it is. I'm not sure. I mean, we do have different factions within the Republican Party. You have a party institutionalist or establishment members of the party like Mitch and others. And then you have people that want the Republican Party to fight and stand for principles. And I don't think there's been too many times over the years that has not happened under his leadership. And I found that part disappointing. And if the story that we heard from yesterday is true, that Mitch joined with Schumer and Biden and tried to beat up Mike Johnson on the issue of, the ever so dangerous government shutdown. A government shutdown is not as dangerous as they portray it. Essential services continue. You know, older people get their Social Security checks. Medicare continues. We pay our veterans. We pay our active military. And then usually the people that end up getting furloughed, end up getting paid, get a paid vacation at the end because they get back pay. That's what usually ends up happening. But we better get a hold of our fiscal responsibility. We better do it in short order because it's now running away to the point where we're spending more on interest than we are on national defense. And they have both parties, you know, they have done this to us and we've allowed it to happen. We need to be better than that. Anyway, appreciate the call. Love our friends in Kentucky. Let us say hi to Mike in New Jersey. What's up, Mike? How you doing? What's going on in Jersey?
Sean, how you doing? Mike, nice to speak to you finally.
Nice to talk to you. What's going on?
Somebody mentioned the FISA court. Why wouldn't the FISA court go after anybody for being lied to?
Good question. There's no answer for that. And if I was a FISA court judge, and they put out information that turned out to be false because the bulk of information was based on, quote, that other trusted FBI source named Christopher Steele, and it turned out to be garbage, and it was exactly what Bruce Orr warned about in August of 2016. It was a political document bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton, and she hired used a law firm to funnel money to an op research firm that hired Christopher Steele, and it's been a debunked dossier, but that was the foundation of four separate FISA applications. And only, you know, 3 years after the fact did we get the people that signed off on those warrants to say, well, knowing what we know now, we never would have done it. But this was another trusted FBI informant. You know, Charles Grassley actually said, as it relates to the FBI and the 1023 form, which is only a small part of the Biden family syndicate story, it doesn't negate most of the other facts that we know in the case. But he said the FBI is consistently and publicly vouched for their source. He said then the other week, the Biden Justice Department made their source's name public for the world to see. This is with the 1023 form, but it was but it actually was the FBI director. Oh, yeah. No, this is a long term trusted, well-trusted FBI source. Well, how do they keep getting it wrong? Because it's impacting our presidential politics. They can't make mistakes like that. We can't have people that are not credible that the FBI is using as informants and paying as informants. We can't have that.
I have one other question for you.
Yeah.
We all had pre-vaccination and free testing and everything else was free, but somehow or another, big farmers got their profits are thousands percentage instead of 100%. And people actually fall for it, that this is a free.
Wasn't free. The government paid for it. The government told you that if you got the shot, the jab, that you would never get COVID. That turned out not to be true. If you got the shot, you would not infect other people. That was not true. So much of what they said, the largest COVID study ever done as it relates to the vaccine, it shows that, yeah, there are significant side effects for many people. You know, and I can tell you anecdotally, I've seen it myself. And yet they didn't warn anybody. This was all emergency authorization stuff. Even the founder of the mRNA technology said he would never have given it to the vast majority of the population. The only people he might have allowed the technology to be used on because it wasn't perfected would be the elderly population that were disproportionately really impacted by COVID. Why were we vaccinating young kids going to school? It was insane. Why did we shut down society? That was insane, too. They didn't do it in Florida. Kids were back in in-person learning in August of 2020. Appreciate the call, my friend. Mike in New Jersey, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. We have committee chairmen James Comer, Jim Jordan, Jason Smith on Hunter's appearance on Capitol Hill. We have Speaker of the House, Ron Johnson, will join us. Also, Sarah Carter, Lindsey Graham, Tommy Lahren, Ronnie Jackson. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern tonight, Hannity on Fox News. You'll never get from the mob and the media. 9 Eastern. See you tonight. Thank you for making this show possible.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at highfivecasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.